show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Welcome along to Cliffo and Gabby's Saturday Sideshow, where I still haven't got an opener made up for it yet.
I swear to God. How many weeks is it now?
I've got this. Like, circusy music.
It's becoming such a joke that I feel like we should never have an opener.
Welcome to the Sideshow. Welcome to the Sideshow. Welcome to the Sideshow. Welcome to the Sideshow. There you go.
There you go.
Just tape that up, mate.
Just take that audio and we'll use it.
Card it up. Jobs are good.
Crazy.
Saturday Sideshow. This is where we look back at the week and play back the best bits from the week.
Yeah.
Including the phone topic that you brought to the table.
Yeah.
What got stuck in your kid? Yeah.
A googly eye got stuck in my friend's kid's ear. Imagine that looking back at you and you're like, what's in there?
No, thank you. We caught up with Jessica Mowboy the day after the Logie Awards. So the beautiful Jess Mowboy. Mm. Plus, kill the silly music. The really good thing that Instagram did that made you really, really happy this week.
I was stoked about it. It was great.
That's more of a serious one. Mm. But hey, that's the light to the shade to the light. You know what I mean?
You got to go on a roller coaster with our podcast.
Because at the end of the day, it's still the side show. thanks for downloading.
A friend of mine told me a very funny story that I need to relay today when it comes to kids and putting things in places they shouldn't be. Mm. Because my friend's son, he's only 4 years old, and he'd been complaining for 2 weeks about a weird noise and a bit of a pain in his ear. Oh. And they looked and he had no fever and they were just like, you're being silly. Like, there's nothing going on. You're fine.
Because my mom had got an ear infection or something.
Yeah, but he had no fever and they're like, nah, you're good.
Nothing else.
So they didn't think there was an infection.
Because generally an untreated ear infection would move towards like a fever or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
normally.
It'd get worse.
And it was kind of on and off, like he'd be fine. And then he'd be like, nah, there's something with my ear. And then he'd be fine. And like, it was just a bit of a weird one. So they kind of ignored it for a couple of weeks. And then finally they were like, okay, we better go to the doctor and just make sure nothing's wrong. Cause he's been talking about his ear being funny for 2 weeks. Mm. We better go have a look. And so they go into the doctor and the doctor gets the little microscopy thingy in there to have a look, little camera. And he's like, what the hell is that? And he manages to pull it out after a bit of wiggling, and it was a googly eye, like you used in arts and crafts.
Imagine freaky that would have been for the doctor. Like he sticks the microscope thing in the eye, and there's an eye, a googly eye, like, hey, doctor, what's going on out there?
This kid for 2 weeks has just been hearing tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, because they kind of clack. They clack about in there, don't they?
For 2 weeks, if he moved, it would be tick, 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 tick. And he's like, what is going on? He thought he was going insane. So they finally got this googly eye out and it's all good. It turns out they'd been doing arts and craft at daycare.
Yeah.
And they'd been using googly eyes and he had somehow put one in his ear.
How old is this kid?
Four,
yeah.
And I'm just imagining, like, you shake your head and it's like tick, 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 tick. But it's
Do you remember there was someone going around Australia putting googly eyes on statues?
Yes. Just as funny.
Yeah, that was fun.
131060, though. We'd love to know what got stuck in your kid.
Because
a doctor finding a googly eye would be pretty confronting, but I'm sure there are plenty of other things because kids just love.
Yeah.
If like they've got a nose hole or an ear hole.
100%.
And they've got something in their hand, it's just like, I wonder if it'll fit.
Yeah.
In it goes.
Can I do the obvious one straight up? It wasn't one of my kids. It was me as a kid, but it was the old Swallow the Coins.
Swallow the Coins, yes.
Had the x-ray, still got the x-ray. Mum kept the x-ray
because
you can clearly see the coins on there.
There's a queen's face in your stomach.
100%. And I was about, I'm going to say five maybe, fully toilet trained, but I had to go back to poo on the potty because you've got to make sure
that
the
comes
coins
out.
Come out. So
yeah, you don't want them stuck in there forever.
What was really concerning was I swallowed two 20s and a 10 and a 50 cent coin came out.
Oh my God.
So work that out.
Dad joke. My niece put like a cocoa pop up her nose and couldn't get it out. But the trick to that is you crush it. So you go, you crush it and then blow the nose.
Smart.
So it dislodges it. But 131060.
Well, I would say the trick to that is don't shove
that too.
A cocoa pop up your nose to start with. But if you do,
crush it, crush blow. 131060. What got stuck in your kid? What did your kid put in one of their orifices?
Yeah.
And it got a little bit stuck and you had to figure out how to get it out.
I'm tipping ears, nose, and mouth.
They're the main ones.
Would be the big ones. Yeah. But there's also the, you know, the hoo-hoo and the wee-wee and the bum-bum. 131060.
They would be interesting stories, wouldn't they?
Wouldn't they? Oh, we're not going to discredit them. We're not going to say no. If your kid put something in their bum, I mean, bloody hell. That's pre-7 a.m. gold for a radio station. 131060. Give us a call.
Very adventurous children.
What got stuck in your kid? Yep. 131060 on hit. Jess is here. Jess, what got stuck in your kid?
Yeah, so my daughter was only 2 at the time and she was arts and crafting and she had this little fabric glittery star. She was rubbing it on her face and she inhaled too hard and it went up straight her nose.
Arts and crafts attacks again.
Yes, she actually had to go under insert.
No!
Surgery!
Yeah. They we took her up to the hospital and they couldn't get it out either and they had to knock her out and got the ear, nose, throat doctor in and pulled it out.
You need it to
That's
stand.
An expensive fabric stuff.
That's a very expensive arts and crafts afternoon. Narissa's here. Narissa, what got stuck in your kid?
Hey, a Tic Tac. When he was about 4, he stuck it up his nose.
Another nose one.
How'd you get it out?
Well, I tried to grab it out. I tried to blow it out. It just would not come out. And then the next thing I know, it was gone. So I think he sucked it back in.
Wow. And then ate it.
Yeah, probably. Every time he exhaled out his nose, it was very minty
very
fresh.
Very minty.
Gracie's here. Gracie, what got stuck in your kid?
So when I was younger, me and my sisters were all sitting around the back with my dad.
Yeah. Mm.
And he's real big on fishing gear and he had it all out. Yeah. And you know those real little, like, worm things that get, like, the little bait things?
Yeah.
It's not a real worm, yeah. like a real fake worm, one. Or
you, I mean, you mean like a lure?
No, like the little squishy
one. Yeah, lure, yeah.
And normally you imagine, like, a big fish squishy one, but this was a real little bright green worm.
Yeah.
Where'd you put it?
Me and my, I put it in my ear. I don't know why. I was like, oh, this feels really cool. I was twisting it around.
This is so
good. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then I dropped it and I was like, oh, my God. And because I was only like 10 at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not coming out.
10's pretty old. I'm going to say, Gracie, 10's pretty old. Like, we've had 4s and 2s. 10's pretty old to be shoving a fishing lure in your ear. Hope, what got stuck in your kid?
It was actually my nephew. He got one of his sister's Fildrone jewelry beads.
Oh yeah,
up his nose.
Jewelry bead up the schnozzle.
And he sent a Lego firefighter up his nose to go get it.
Did it work?
Wow, I like that.
So did the firefighter get it out?
The firefighter was easy to get out. It was just up his nose. But then we had to do the mother's kiss.
On his nose. Oh, wow. Gross. At least he did the right thing. He found an authority figure. Like, he found a fireman. Get him up there.
Get him up there.
Check this out. This is the incredible Jessica Mowboy performing last night at the Logie Awards. It's automatic, hands-free
bag. Pop the gas and don't hit the brake. It is her single Automatic and it had the entire room dancing and she joins us right now. How are you, Jess?
Good morning. I'm really well, thank you. I'm still on a high from last night.
For a woman whose performance didn't start until 10:57 p.m. you're very perky this morning.
Look, honestly, it's always a win when you know have the opportunity to perform at, you know, such a wonderful awards like the Logies, and you know, I always feel honored, to be honest. And because it's still kind of out of my world, like, you know, I still get really excited when I, you know, come to the Logies, and I, you know, I just admire everybody. You
yes.
know, I've seen most of these faces I've grown up with, and you know, I still kind of gush, and I'm like, oh my God, that's him, that's her, you know, like I'm all over the place. But
does it make you nervous performing in front of people that you have idolized?
Yeah, I mean Ada, I've watched all my life. Deborah Mailman.
She's incredible.
You know, like just incredible faces that, you know, I've been able to, as a woman, as a young woman growing up in this country, you know, I've just, you know, taken that on board and taken that energy and try to do what I do and grace the scene as much as I can. But, you know, again, you know, it was a double threat. I was able to do the red carpet and, you know, all the glamorous side of it and then, you know, hit the green room, transform into this whole automatic look and, you know, and just rip it up.
The new single Automatic has such a feel about it and such a look about it. I got the shock of a lifetime this morning because I was asleep before your performance and I came in to watch it. But the first video that came up was a reaction video. So there's this dude in the States. His Jesse's got like nearly 80,000 subscribers and he did a reaction video watching your performance.
No, he didn't.
He did. So this could only be a few hours old because it was only like 11 p.m. last night, but this is the start of it.
What's up, you all? And as requested, Miss Jessica Mauboy live at the Logie Awards. Now, I've never heard of Miss Jessica and I've never heard of the Logie Awards. So let's get right on into it.
Right, so that's the start. He watches the entire video, Jess, and he dances along the whole time. This guy is so into it. This is the end of the performance and his thoughts on what you did last night and the job you did on stage.
I was not expecting that showmanship. I was not expecting this at all. Like I said, I've never heard of her or the Logie Awards. I had no idea, but 1 minute is bad. Her showmanship is ridiculous, and I mean straight funk, straight Tina Turner, some Beyonce in there as well. I mean just, but mainly that.
So he goes on for the next 5 minutes talking about how wonderful you are.
Yes, I love him.
How cool is that? That you're getting new fans in the US because of these reactions.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, I don't get to watch a lot of reaction videos, but I'm definitely gonna, you know, take some time out and watch his reaction video.
So good.
But it felt like that. It honestly felt like that, you know, on that stage, gracing the Logie stage is always like epic, and it always feels like a Tina Turner or Beyonce moment for me. And I just try and, you know, take in the moment as much as I can and, you know, and allow everyone to have that freedom to get up out of their seats and do that,
and
you know?
I
enjoy that.
Dude, you got Koshy dancing last night.
I can't wait to watch it back. Honestly, I'm going to watch it back and just relive the moment for sure.
So good. Jessica Mauboy, the latest single, it is so good. Like, honestly, I thought parts of the night were dull last night, but this just lifted the whole room
up.
Automatic. Jess Mauboy, big love and good luck, mate.
Thank you so much. Love you both. And, yeah, I can't wait to see you guys.
I have a question that I would like. Well, I don't even know if I want it answered, to be honest, but we're going to ask it anyway on 131060. Is it weird to track your partner? And I don't mean secretively. I mean as an agreement between you and your partner, you have tracking on your phones so you know where each other is. So this is something that my sisters have done for a really long time. They're always tracking each other and they think it's hilarious. But it's only something Nev and I have started doing since the weekend. We were out shopping and I went to grab my phone and realized my phone wasn't in my bag. And I was trying to rack my brain as to where I had left it last. Okay. Like, did I leave it in one of the shops we'd been in or did I leave it at home? Like, did I even pack it when we left the house? And I couldn't think. And that led us on to having a conversation of having Find Our Friends connected between my phone
between
and Nev's
phones,
so that he could have just logged in on his phone and been like, oh, your phone's at home, don't stress, and it would have been fine.
Okay.
So we decided to enable that on our phones, which means we can now see where we each are at any point in time. So yesterday when Nev came in to do a bit on the show with us, I was actually watching him on the app driving down the road so I could be like, he's here, I'll go get him from the car park.
It's too much.
And then he messaged me at about lunchtime going, oh, you're home already?
Nah.
He had gone on to see that I was home.
I couldn't do it.
And we we're finding it really funny.
I think it's weird.
I'm really enjoying it.
To track. I mean, it's fun and it's novelty now. Yeah. But I think it's weird to track your partner. Because that's essentially what you're doing. It's submission impossible shit, man.
It is.
You are tracking each other.
We are. And I enjoy it as well because Nev, being a painter, he works at a different place every day.
Every day, yeah. He's
and
all over the
so shop. It's nice for me to be like, I wonder where he is today. And I can open it up and he's like, he's working at this site or can he's working over the other side of town.
Can I drop a real truth bomb right now as to why I think it's weird and why I would never want Michelle tracking me full time? Sometimes I do sneaky little things, all above board. Like, it's stuff that if she ever found out, it's completely harmless. But sometimes I do things that I don't want her to know about.
Like what?
I don't want her to know, A, the amount of fast food that I have for lunch. I don't want her to see me going through. Like, I give that KFC.
It doesn't give her a log of everywhere you've been. No, I know. You'd have to be very unlucky for her to log in and look at the same time you're in drive-thru.
I get the old red lunchbox from KFC. A lot. And I don't want her to know that. But B, sometimes I will like, you know, if I'm doing a work thing on a weekend or whatever, I'll stop by the pub and have a beer or something. You know what I mean? I'll catch up with a mate. And I just don't tell her. Because I'm like, I don't want to give her the points.
Really?
It happens occasionally.
Like, not all the time.
Yeah, sometimes I just do sneaky little things and I'm like, oh, don't need to tell. Not that there would ever be an issue with that. You know what I mean?
No, she's not going to be mad about it.
If I said to Michelle I'm going to the pub, there'd never be a question about it.
You don't want to give her the points where she can turn around and say, well, you went to the pub, so I'm going here.
Yeah, that's all. I just don't want to – I don't want to owe her for the rest of the night. Like, I've got to – I guess I better
– I don't want to owe her.
Cook dinner, pack the dishwasher. You know, okay. I don't want to do everything.
So what you're saying is it's healthy to have little secrets in a relationship.
100%.
In a marriage.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You just said it a lot better than me.
It's healthy to have a couple of little, you know, things.
I don't want Mish tracking me.
1060. Is it weird to track your partner? Because Nev and I are very much enjoying it right now where we can pretend like we're stalking, but we're very open. I'll text him and be like, what are you doing at Castleton? Or, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
what are you doing? 13 10 60.
What are you doing at the shops?
Give us a call right now. Just where's the gauge on this? Where are we sitting on this? Mm. Is it weird to track your partner? Because the minute you sort of brought this up,
you're like that's weird.
Nah.
Hate it.
Weird. And you're just laughing, going, nah, it's fun.
I think it's great.
But 13, 10, 60. I will say on the other side of the coin, I don't want to track Michelle.
You don't want to know where she's at?
I don't want to know how much she's spending at clothes shops and
you're
stuff
like that.
You're not going
to. Does it tell you all the details of money?
No, but then it gives you.
Details.
It gives you a whiff. You know what I mean?
And what are you doing in MIMCO?
When exactly?
Why are you in MIMCO, Michelle?
And when you're a detective like me, all you need is a whiff to know to dig further, mate, to get the gold.
Is it weird? 13 10 60. Is it weird to track your partner, or is it just harmless fun?
Calls next on Hit. Cliffo and Gabby. Shane's here. Shane, is it weird to track your partner 24/7?
No, I don't think it's weird at all. It's a shame us on the weekend. So my mum, she actually tracks all of us, me, my brother and sister.
Really?
Your mum?
Yeah, so she hates us riding motorbikes. And my brother actually had a crash on the weekend.
Oh, wow.
And he called my mum to say, hey, I've had a crash, and then his phone died.
But she was able to find him.
She was able to track him.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, so tracking through the app, she actually found them.
That's a fantastic
news
story, Shane.
It's a great thing to be able to track people.
Well, yeah, I mean, that story is.
Is that the exception?
I mean, we've all heard the Shaggy song, like, you know.
Wasn't me.
Tracking, wasn't me, but I caught you on the counter. So,
wasn't me.
Like, you know, his story's good. Let's get Karen's. Karen, what do you think? Is it weird to track a partner?
No, not at all.
No.
Do you do it, Karen?
No. Yes, my husband, myself, and my youngest all have trackers on our phone. My husband works at the mine, so he gets home late some nights and then has to drive home.
That's a safety thing for you as well, Karen?
Definitely. And my youngest son drives to Hewington, Cooktown, all over the place.
See,
and we just want to make sure he's safe.
I like it because this is the whole, my mum used to be like, text me when you get there. You don't have to do that anymore because you're just tracking each other.
My mum always says, it's so weird. She's like, text me the word safe when you arrive there safely. So we literally, it's a little code in our house. We literally just text the word S-A-F-E, safe.
I just write here.
Here. Yeah, there you go. Here.
Yeah.
Where?
Here. Here.
Linda is here. Linda, is it weird to track your partner?
No, I don't think it is at all.
No one thinks it's
weird.
So
you're tracking your partner, Linda?
Yeah, I track him a lot of the times. Like, But when I get off work at lunchtime, I see where he is. We might meet up. I check to see if he's at Tackle World, and I go, I'll need a new rod.
And that there, now that there is why you think it's a good thing, but I'm sure as he's spending another couple of hunch on a fishing setup, yeah, not a good idea.
There's a change to Instagram that has me really happy this morning. I found it yesterday because a post was put up in regards to this change. And it's that we can now ask to not see weight loss ads when scrolling on Instagram. And this is a huge thing for me because I've been working for the last maybe 6 months on my relationship with food, and I've been really serious about this. I've been talking to a nutritionist, a dietitian, I've had hypnotherapy because 90s diet culture messed me up very severely. Back in the day when the WAIF was a thing and the Atkins diet, every other diet under the sun, it really created this horrible relationship when it came to food. Like there's bad food, there's good food, and then you yo-yo diet, and then you end up putting on more weight than you lost. Mm. And it's gotten to a point where I've realized it's very unhealthy.
I know, you know, you're doing the talking here and you're telling your story, but I can't help wonder, as you say it, like how many other people would be listening along to this just going, yeah, because let's be honest, the 90s diet culture.
Oh, terrible.
It was pretty awful.
It was awful. And if, like, any of us who grew up in that time would be aware of it, if not ruined by it.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends are in the same boat. And there's a real kind of shift at the moment towards mindful and intuitive eating and having a good relationship with food rather than having these categories of good food and bad food and that really unhealthy way of looking at things and binging because you're not allowed it. And, you know, it's a whole mental thing. So I've been working really hard on all of that. But when you see weight loss ads pop up, it sets you back a little bit because you're so in that mindset from a young age of having to be skinny and, and losing weight being the goal that when you see the ad, it almost draws you back. And so it can be a step backwards in your journey to get better.
Yeah.
So seeing these ads, it's just not very good for your mental health. Anyway, you can actually turn them off now.
You can mute them.
You can turn them off, which I'm really excited about. So you actually go into your settings and then there's a thing called ads, like a setting called ads. You click on that and you can actually search for the topic body weight control. You click on that and you say see less on the little toggle.
Yeah.
And then that way it turns off those ads when you're scrolling through your Instagram. So weight loss is not going to be thrown in your face when you're scrolling through your friend's pictures. And I'm really happy for you. Yeah.
Like, I know sometimes in our relationship on air together, like sometimes a script or something will pass our desk and it'll be all about, you know, losing weight and like sort of these connotations, and this was a thing in the 90s, and still you do see it from time to time.
Yeah.
This sort of undertone that being overweight or being fat is a bad thing, and it's not always the case. People are different shapes and sizes. Like, we're sort of realizing that for different reasons. So to be able to control that.
And the focus should be on being healthy, not on losing weight. Like,
and I think now too, more than ever, we realize like being healthy means being healthy up here, like being healthy
mentally,
in the mind as well as
in the body.
So important.
It's so important.
In the 90s, that was the thing at all.
No, mental health. What was that? That didn't exist.
No.
So, yeah, I'm really excited about this. I feel like the world is changing. There is a huge shift happening right now, and I'm very on board with it. Mm. And I think it's such a great shift for people to just live happier, healthier lives without having this voice in the back of your head going, but you've got to lose weight.
You're not good enough.
Yeah, you're not good enough until you're
not this.
Only 30 kilos. And, you know, so I'm really excited by this change. And I think Instagram has taken a really positive leap in the right direction. The Hit Breakfast Show.